You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional.
Mic check.
Visit
Mic
peoplesbankmc.com.
Member
FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Transmission check, 6:45 p.m. Transmission check, 6:45 p.m. Hickory Crawdads, 57924. 57924. Check. Mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Mic check. 1, 2, 3,
whether you're
four,
just
five,
stopping
six,
by
seven,
or looking
eight,
for that
nine,
grand
ten.
Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for...
the top of River Mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball. Spirit in every part of France Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball.
Who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
It's time for Crawdads Pregame as we take a look at last night's action and set the scene for tonight's contest. Let's go to the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you to LP Franz Stadium in Hickory, North Carolina. Game four of a six-game series between the Rome Emperors as they take on the Hickory Crawdads. Brian Rushing here with you inside the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth. On a Friday night, the Rome Emperors have won the first three games in this series. They've actually won six straight ball games. They haven't lost a game since last Thursday, as they'll try to continue that run heading in toward the South Atlantic League's South Division playoffs. The playoffs have been set in the South Division. Rome will be taking on the Bowling Green Hot Rods. But tonight, it's a Friday night matchup in the South Atlantic League between the Crawdads as they take on the Rome Emperors. A matchup tonight between J.R. Ritchie of Rome taking on Brian Mendoza of the Hickory Crawdads. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, we'll tell you what happened last night. We'll get you ready with the starting lineups and the numbers of our pitching matchup this evening, all in preparation for a 7 o'clock start. It's Swifty Night here at LP Franz Stadium. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium on this Friday night as the Hickory Crawdads try to get their first win in this final series of 2024. Against the Rome Emperors tonight, as it's Brian Mendoza making the start. The left-hander does have one appearance. That was in Asheville last week as he comes in with no record on the year. However, he was 4-4 in his time in Kinston, North Carolina with the Down East Wood Ducks. The lineup that he'll face tonight for the Rome Emperors looks a little something like this, as Kevin Kilpatrick will be the leadoff hitter. He'll be in center field. Ambioris Tavares bats second. He's over at shortstop. Drew Compton bats third. He's going to be over at first base. E.J. Exposito, he's been all over the infield. Tonight, he's at third base. He's going to bat cleanup. Steven Paolini is going to bat fifth. He'll be in left field. Batting sixth, Patrick Kloese. He's going to bat sixth and be in right field. Colby Jones bats seventh. He's at second base. Justin Janis, the designated hitter, he bats eighth this evening. And Mac Gassetti. Gassetti bats ninth. He'll be the catcher this evening for the Rome Emperors. That lineup again: Kilpatrick, Tavares, Compton, Exposito, Paolini, Kloese, Jones, Janis, and Gassetti. As Brian Mendoza comes in, no record for the Hickory Crawdads. 6.23 ERA, 4 1/3 innings pitched in Asheville last week. Four hits allowed, three runs. They were earned. He struck out six hitters, a 250 average against for the left-hander. When he was in Kinston with the Down East Wood Ducks, he went 4-4 with a 2.18 ERA in 17 starts. Spanning 90 2/3 innings, he gave up 78 hits, 34 runs. 22 of those runs were earned. He walked 24, struck out 96 for a 231 average against. We flipped the lineup card over. This is Chad Comer's lineup this evening. It'll be Cam Cawley leading off. He'll be the shortstop this evening. Sebastian Walcott, he's going to bat second. He's the designated hitter this evening. Malcolm Moore bats third. He's the catcher. Arturo Diesla bats cleanup at first base. Jason Morbell bats fifth in right field. Glider Figueroa bats sixth. He's the third baseman. Quincy Scott bats seventh in left field. Yossi Galan bats eighth in center. Donyer Cueva bats ninth. He rounds out the lineup as the second baseman this evening. So it's Cawley, Walcott, Moore, Diesla, Morabel, Figueroa, Scott, Galan, and Cueva against J.R. Ritchie. Ritchie has made one start. He's 1-0 on the year. He threw six innings in that start for the Rome Emperors. 1.50 ERA. Three hits allowed. One run. It was earned. He walked a batter, struck out four. A 1.43 average against. Is J.R. Ritchie, a right-hander, 6'2" tall, out of Seattle, Washington, drafted as a compensatory round A pick out of the 2022 draft. So they think of him very highly, and he makes his second start for the Rome Emperors this evening. This is a club that's making their final moves and getting everything aligned for a playoff run that will begin against the Bowling Green Hot Rods in the South Division Championship Series. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, we'll take a look at a couple major league matchups that we'll be focused on this evening. A full schedule of South Atlantic League Baseball on this Friday night. The final fireworks show of the season happens tonight here at Swifty Night at LP France Stadium. When we come back, we'll continue on with the Hickory Crawdads pregame show on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Final segment here of the Crawdads pregame show on this Friday night. It's an overcast night. We've had alternating days of clear conditions outside, followed by a cloudy day. This day is just as cloudy as it was on Wednesday. There's no perceived threat of rain this evening. There's even hints of blue across the sky beyond left field, as it's not a completely overcast night like it was on Wednesday, but it is quite close. The temperature's a little bit warmer this evening. It is going to be a delightful 75 degrees at first pitch this evening. Let's take a look at the lineup in the South Atlantic League this evening. Bowling Green will continue their series against the Greensboro Grasshoppers. That game has started already at 6:30. Wilmington takes on Brooklyn. Jersey Shore, Aberdeen, Asheville, Hudson Valley, Winston-Salem, Greenville, all at 7 to 7.05 as they are getting started literally as we speak this evening. I'll keep you updated for those scores, and perhaps when we get to the Black Tie Transportation postgame show, we'll have a full rundown of scores to give you as we close up shop on this Friday night. Major League Baseball, two games that we're going to keep an eye on. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim taking on the Texas Rangers, as it's going to be Aldegary taking on Garabito. Toronto's going to be in Atlanta taking on the Braves. That's Gausman taking on Max Fried. As there's just two games that we're focusing on, as it just turns out the opposition of the parent club of our opposition happens to be the Atlanta Braves. So there's only two games that we'll focus on. We've had a rainout in Major League Baseball. We've also had a game go final as the Yankees beat Chicago earlier today 3-0. As it is going to be a great night here at LP Franz Stadium. There's a lot of folks that are coming in. Should be a lot more folks rolling in as they're here to hear Taylor Swift. She's not here in person tonight, of course, but A lot of her music's going to be played throughout the course of the evening. And then, of course, the evening wraps with fireworks. The final fireworks show of 2024 here at LP Franz Stadium. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll have first pitch action on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Baseball fans, you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, and Black Tie Transportation. We take you now to the Sunbelt Rentals radio booth. It's time for Crawdads Baseball on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you to LP Franz Stadium on this Friday night, South Atlantic League Baseball for the final Friday of the 24 season here in the uniform as the Rome Emperors will be taking on the Hickory Crawdads. Inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth, Brian Rushing here with you. Thank you so much for spending a little time with us on this Friday night, as it will be Brian Mendoza to get the start for the Hickory Crawdads against the Rome Emperors. The lineup for Rome looks like this. Kevin Kilpatrick will get the start in center field. Ambior Stavares bats second. He's the shortstop. Drew Compton will bat third at first base. That's the top 30 of the order. For the Emperors, E.J. Exposito, Stephen Paolini, Patrick Kloese. Middle third of the order, bottom third of the order, Colby Jones, Justin Janus, Mac Gassetti for the Rome Emperors. The Rome Emperors, by virtue of their first half South Division championship, well, they're just playing the string out in preparation for the playoffs. Now, they've certainly been playing it very soundly as they wrap up this season, as they've won six consecutive ball games. They've already earned, at a minimum, a split in this series. So regardless of what happens over the course of the next three games, they've given themselves at least a split in this series. Of course, they want bigger. They want to be more ambitious moving forward, and they'll have an opportunity to do that this evening. It's Kevin Kilpatrick hits the ball sharply out to second, goes through the legs of Donyer Cueva, and then Kevin Kilpatrick's going to reach on an error to get things started at 7:02 p.m. Eastern time. So the error to Cueva puts a runner at first base, and that's going to bring up Ambior Stavares. Mendoza, Brian Mendoza, a left-hander, made one start last week in Asheville against the Tourist, as that ball popped out of the mitt of Malcolm Moore. We'll get to the defensive alignments here in just a moment. Brian Mendoza, 6-foot left-hander out of Isla de Margarita, Venezuela. a free agent signing from back in 2021. This is just his second appearance for the Crawdads. He spent the vast majority of the season in Kinston, North Carolina for the Down East Wood Ducks. 4-4 record with a 2.18 ERA, 22 total appearances, 17 starts. Mendoza catches the inner third with the strike. Shenko Shizawa is over on the bases this evening. Evan Anderson calling balls and strikes. It's the pitch. Misses. The count goes to 2-1. Mendoza again misses. The count 3-1. Ambioris Tavares, a 180 hitter. 3 homers, 21 RBI on the season. Last night, the club won 10-6. As Tavares drives that ball out into right center field, it's going to split the gap and roll all the way to the wall. Kevin Kilpatrick's going to score easily. Tavares is rounding second, heading to third. The throw is offline, and it's an RBI triple for Ambioris Tavares. And it's 1-0 in favor of the Rome Emperors. The RBI for Tavares is number 22 on the season, and that's going to bring up Drew Compton, who'll be batting from the right side this evening, at least against the left-hander and Brian Mendoza. Compton last night, he was the offensive star for the Rome Emperors. 2 home runs, 6 runs driven in. So he drove in the first 6 runs of the ball game for the Emperors. The first home run was a ball that was launched about halfway up the right field wall, the secondary wall. It's the pitch from Mendoza. Misses. The count goes to 1-1. The infield playing in already in the top of the first inning. No outs here in the first. It's Mendoza misses outside. Defensively, Quincy Scott is in left field. Yossi Galan in center field. Jason Morabell in right. Glider Figueroa at third base. Cam Colley at short. The pitch, breaking ball, misses. The count goes to 3-1. Donyer Cueva at second base. Arturo Disla at first. Malcolm Moore dropping the signs behind home plate. It's Mendoza having some early difficulty. The 3-1. That ball driven out to center field. Gallon's going to play it on a bounce, and it's 2-0 Emperors. That's going to bring up E.J. Exposito. The RBI for Compton is his 34th of the season. As Compton in this series had 2 hits. Last night, a hit on Wednesday, and then had a pair of hits on Tuesday. He's already with 6 hits in the series. Exposito, a 239 hitter, 13 home runs, 49 RBIs. The pitch from Mendoza just misses outside. And the patrons here already unnerved by the strike zone of one Evan Anderson here in the very early going. 2 ball, no strike count is the pitch. That's a strike. And Anderson draws a bit of a Bronx cheer here as the count goes to 2-1. Exposito swings and misses. The count evens at 2-2. Last night, in the final 2 at-bats, after Sebastian Walcott got a 2-run single in the 7th inning to make it a 6-5 ball game, the Emperors would score 1 run in the 8th, 3 in the 9th, that would give them the final margin. As the ball hit out to Colley, Cueva to Disla, a 6-4-3 twin killing. There's 2 down in the inning. as that ball was hit sharply enough to Cawley to where it became a pretty routine ground ball double play. And with two down in the inning, that brings up Stephen Paolini. Paolini, a .216 hitter, five home runs, 42 RBI. The first pitch, a breaking ball, cut on and missed. So the pitch from Mendoza had a little more of a sweeping effect there. The Emperors, after last night's win, wearing exactly what they wore last night. So the breaking ball cut on and missed. The black jerseys, I mentioned that they had a feel or a vibe of that of the Phoenix Firebirds from way back in the day of the Pacific Coast League. I stand by that. It's Mendoza. That pitch elevated, a fastball at 91, misses high. 1-2 the count. The black jerseys with the old gold piping going up the buttons and around the collar. Red numbers on the back. The Emperor Penguin on the left side of the jersey. Gray pants, black batting helmet, black belts, black socks, the black hat, the full-bodied black hat for the Emperors. The Crawdads have decided to go with the red jerseys tonight, the red hats with the black bill, the Crawdad H as the pitch misses high, and Paolini has worked the count full. White pants for the Crawdads, black socks, black belts. I mentioned that red hat with the black bill. The payoff pitch. Paolini's going to drive that ball out into right center field. Gallan's going to cut it off. Paolini takes a big turn. He's going to hold it first. There's a two-out single. Three hits already in the frame for the Emperors, and that's going to bring up Patrick Kloese. Kloese, a .250 hitter, making his debut with the Rome Emperors this week here in Hickory. Patrick Kloese played his college baseball at St. Louis University. Before that, though, he was originally making his time in college baseball at Purdue University. If you take the red numbers off the back, he could just as easily be wearing a Boilermakers jersey. That ball's lifted out to left center field. Gallan going to make the catch. He will. And that's going to retire the side. Three hits in the frame. Two runs across for Rome. We go to the bottom of the first inning. The Crawdads coming to bat on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Bottom of the first inning. Cam Cawley to lead things off, followed by Sebastian Walcott and Malcolm Moore. That's the top third of the order for the Crawdads. Arturo Diesla, Jason Morabell, Glider Figueroa, middle third. Quincy Scott, Yossi Galan, Daniel Cueva to face off against J.R. Ritchie. As Cawley lifts that ball foul over on the first base side. This time of year, you can never really quite tell what crowds are going to look like on a Friday night in a town like Hickory. As Cauley's going to lift the ball out toward right field, drifting foul. Coming over to make the catch is Patrick Cloese, and there's one down. I say all of that for this reason. If this Crawdads Club were bound for the playoffs, 10, 15 games over 500 on the season, you'd have more people that are likely interested. Also, given the fact that this is a pretty strong area for high school football, in particular, the hometown Hickory Red Tornadoes, well, they're the defending state champions at the 3A classification. They draw a pretty good crowd. Sebastian Walcott takes a breaking ball. Despite all of that, this evening, this crowd is pretty strong. Now, fireworks can be a lure for that. There's no doubt about it. But this is a pretty healthy crowd. Sebastian Walcott's going to tap that one foul. Jay Sullinger is over on the third base side this evening. It's Chad Comer's in the dugout. Usually Comer's over at third base, but they're going to switch it up a little bit tonight. It's Walcott. Watches the ball sail outside. Count goes to 1-2. J.R. Ritchie, a right-hander out of Seattle, Washington. We mentioned that. He was a compensatory pick back in the 2022 draft for the Braves. It's hard to imagine the Braves ever needing compensatory draft picks. As Walcott watches the pitch miss outside, the count evens at 2-2. As Walcott drives that ball out to right field. Patrick Cloese on a full sprint. Can't get to it. That ball's going to bounce off the wall. Walcott's rounding second and heading for third. He stumbles to throw in, not in time. Sebastian Walcott's got him a second consecutive night of triples as he's at third with one down. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sebastian Walcott had a two-hit night last night. And even though he might have stumbled at the 15-yard line, he still found a way to get toward the goal line. The goal line was third base in this instance as he gets the diving triple. He's the first base runner of the evening for Hickory. And that's going to bring up Malcolm Moore. I mentioned that Ritchie is a player that the Atlanta Braves organization is high on. There's no question. He has every reason, all the upside in the world. Well, Malcolm Moore, when you're a first-round draft pick of the Texas Rangers from this past draft, well, they're going to be high on you, too, as that pitch misses inside at 94 miles an hour. Ritchie made an appearance last week for the Rome Emperors. It was six innings. He allowed three hits and a run. He struck out four hitters. It's the pitch at 84 miles an hour misses down. Count goes to 3-0. 2-0 in favor of Rome very early in this ballgame. It's the pitch on the edge taken for a strike. The Crawdads have had early success in this series. Last night they had a 2-0 lead going into the third inning. They had a 3-1 lead going into the latter frames on Wednesday night. Now, they fell behind early, and it never got better on Tuesday night. As they were shut out 7-0. But at least in the early going, the Crawdads had an opportunity to win the ball game. Rome just continued to hit the ball well late in the frame as that ball lifted out to right field. Cloese will make the catch, tries to make the long throw in, not nearly in time. As Sebastian Walcott scores, it's a sacrifice fly for Malcolm Moore. He's got 12 RBI on the season. And with two down, that's going to bring up Arturo Diesla. So the Crawdads have cut the lead in half, and that brings up Arturo Diesla that can, by one swing of the bat, can tie this ball game up, as he has constant power capability. Ritchie Fastball misses high at 94. I would imagine we're going to be somewhere, unless we have more roll in, we're going to be over $2,000 here at the ballpark. Capacity here is officially listed at around 4,000, 4,200, something like that. Stiesel swings and misses on the change. 2-1 lead for the Emperors here in the bottom of the first inning. Stiesel, 2-1. Misses high, does Richie. Count goes to 3-1. Stiesel's going to draw the walk. So the walk for Diesla puts him down at first base, and that's going to bring up Jason Morabell. Morabell, a .211 average, 8 homers, 49 RBI. As he's been hitting the ball better as of late, which is good because you definitely want to have a good feeling going out on the season. You definitely don't want to be mired in a slump going home. It's Morabell swings and misses. The count evens at 1-1. Last night, Morabell was 1-for-4 in the contest. He had 2 doubles and 3 hits. Correct. He had 2 doubles. That ball's going to bounce off of Compton, and there's nowhere to go. We'll wait to see how this one is scored. As Diesel advances to second, and they're going to give an error to the first baseman, Drew Compton. His runner's now at first and second for Glider Figueroa. The defensive alignment for Rome, Stephen Paolini in left field, Kevin Kilpatrick in center, Patrick Cloese is in right. A.J. Exposito is at third base. Is that ball drilled out to right field? Cloese, can he come up? Can't get it. It's going to score a run. It could score 2. Jay Sellinger's going to hold the runner up at third base, and Jason Morabell. It's Glider Figueroa's going to have himself an RBI double, and just like that, we're tied at 2 apiece. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Patrick Cloese sold out on the fly ball, tried to make the diving stop, couldn't come away with the baseball. Glider Figueroa has RBI number 20 on the season to make it a 2-2 ball game. And already coming out is going to be Mike Steed to have a conversation with Richie. That'll give me an opportunity to let you know that Fans for the Cure remind you that September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. 1 in every 8 men in the U.S. will be diagnosed with prostate cancer over the course of their lifetimes. If you're 40 or older, have a discussion with your doctor about having a baseline PSA blood test. For more information, go to fansforthecure.org. We want to keep you in the game. As the meeting breaks, Quincy Scott will step to the plate. Scott, a .221 hitter with 1 home run, 41 runs driven in on the season. Scott was 2-for-4 last night. As we're seeing his numbers tick forward as we get to the end of the season as well. It's the breaking ball from Richie, misses outside. The breaking ball again misses off the plate. So Richie gets the strike there. So far for Richie, he spent time in the Florida Complex League, went 1-3 with the Augusta Green Jackets in 6 starts, as Scott swings and misses. The count goes to 2-2. Overall, in 2024, he is 2-4 on the year. With a 2.56 ERA in what is now 10 starts. The pitch, Scott gets just a piece of it. Side ball smothered by the catcher, Matt Gassetti. The infield for Rome looks like this. E.J. Exposito at third base. The shortstop, Ambioris Tavares. Colby Jones at second. And then Drew Compton over at first. I mentioned Gassetti. He's been alternating this week with Jacob Godman. Scott takes strike three on the edge. He knew it. That'll retire the side, but the Crawdads plate two in the first inning. We go to inning number two, tied at two on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the second inning. It's Colby Jones to lead things off for the Rome Emperors as he shoots the ball foul off the netting. On the first base side, it'll be Jones, Janis, and Gassetti, bottom third of the order, for the Rome Emperors. Brian Mendoza. That ball hit back up the middle. Cueva fields it. The throw to first, not going to be nearly in time as Colby Jones. Colby Jones has for himself a leadoff hit to get things started here in the second inning. As the throw is going to send Jones over to second as it got away from Diesla. So it'll be a throwing error on Cueva. That's his second of the ball game. So the breaking ball cut on and missed from Justin Janis. So now Colby Jones, 2 for 16, a 125 average. Before last night, he had not gotten a hit for the Rome Emperors. And now he's gotten back-to-back nights of base hits. One ball, one strike count to Justin Janis. Janis was 2 for 5 last night with a double, 2 RBI. as Janis is going to lift it into the seats. It's going to ricochet off the bricks, and a phenomenal play made by the fan. The ball hit the bricks just to my left where the suites are. It started heading back down toward the lower bowl of seats, and a backhand play by a fan saved what would have certainly been a bruise to the back or neck of a fan a row behind him. He was able to reach back and make the backhanded stop and at least prevent the young lady from being hit by the baseball. Tip of the cap to him. It's the breaking ball. Hit out to Diesla. Diesla fields it. He'll win the race to first. Getting over to third base is Colby Jones. There's one down in the inning. And that'll bring up Matt Gassetti. Gassetti, 3-for-28 in his time with the Emperors. No homers, three runs driven in this span. And again, the Crawdads infield will play inside the baseline to try to cut down what could be potentially a contact play. As Figueroa doesn't have a play at home, as he throws across the infield. The run's going to score, but the out is made. As Gassetti has his fourth RBI of the season on the 5-3 ground out. With two down, that's going to take us back to the top of the order for Kevin Kilpatrick. If Figueroa, as his body was taking him into foul ground, if he tries to make the throw home, there's a real possibility that the ball is going to hit off the backside of the runner heading home. And that's a way to make a bad inning worse. As Kilpatrick swings and misses, the count goes to 0-2. A run already in, but if you can get an out, you get Mendoza that much closer to getting out of the frame with no further harm done. So that breaking ball to Kilpatrick misses. That ball tapped over the mound. Cueva fields off balance throw to Diesla in time. And that'll retire the side, but not before a run scores. We go to the bottom of the second inning, 3-2 in favor of Rome here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Bottom of the second inning. Yossi Gallan to lead things off for the Crawdads. Rome with a 3-2 advantage. So the offense has been pretty active so far as Gallan drives that ball out to center field. Kilpatrick drifting back, base of the track, makes the catch. And there's one down. Gallan hit it well. He just hit it to one of the deepest parts of the ballpark. And that brings up Donyer Cueva. So So Cuevas steps to the plate, a 200 hitter with three RBI on the season. So the pitch misses high. Crowd still filing in, and there is a ton of people at the various picnic decks, party porches. One of these days next year, when we get into the Carolina League, I'm really hoping that we're going to be able to find the equipment as Donyer Cueva drives the ball into right field. And Donyer Cueva is going to try to get to second on the throw, and he gets in safely. The ball never gets to the glove of Ambioris Tavares, and it's a double for Donyer Cueva. So Cueva gets the one-out double, and that's going to bring up Cam Collie. When we get into the Carolina League next year, I'm hoping that what we can do is we can find the wiring to somehow connect with our Pixalot system that will allow me to go out to one of the picnic decks. On a night like last night, where there's not a cloud in the sky, that's a safer bet to do a broadcast outside the typical broadcast booth. I love the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. Don't get me wrong. But from time to time, I like to be a man of the people. And I think it adds a certain spectacle, especially when you're in the home crowd, that people can have an interest in what you're doing, as opposed to being in Greensboro when I just basically got sneered at for nine innings for being down on the concourse. There were some season ticket holders that were not happy that I was there. It's the pitch taken down the middle for a strike. And don't even get me started about getting excited about something that happened with the Crawdads. They weren't down with that even a little bit. I'd love to say I made lots of friends. That would be an untruth. One ball, two strike count. The pitch from Richie. Tapped foul. Crawdads occupy the third base dugout, always here at LP Franz Stadium. Rome over on the first base side. So the Rome Emperors will be the final South Atlantic League opponent for this Hickory Crawdads club in the South Atlantic League. So the pitch is going to be buried in the dirt. Gassetti can't come away with the stop. It gets to the screen, and Cueva gets all the way to third. So Cam Collie has an opportunity to tie this ball game with a simple ground ball to the right side of the infield. The 2-2. Collie can't hold up. He's going to strike out. There's two down in the inning. And that'll bring up Sebastian Walcott. Walcott tripled his first time up. And if he manages another two-hit game tonight, that's probably going to put his batting average somewhere around 262 or 263. And if Sebastian Walcott gets to a 265 number, he should be very excited by what his numbers look like. The pitch taken for a strike. The count evens at 1-1. In between innings, I'm going to try to do some math, which is always a dangerous proposition, but I'm going to give it a whirl anyway. If you take away the first month of the season, the entire month of April, what would that do to Sebastian Walcott's numbers? Because he got off to a slow start. He truly did. He is a much different hitter now than when he got started this year. In every respect, as that ball's lifted out to center field, right center field, Kilpatrick is going to make the catch in the gap as he's got great speed, and that'll retire the side. Crawdads turned away in the second inning. We go to inning number three, a 3-2 lead for Rome. We'll be back in just a bit.
The
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdad's home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdad's baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Ambioris Tavares to lead things off here in the third inning against Brian Mendoza. As Mendoza misses outside. We're in our dad's era this evening. It's basically Swifty night here at the ballpark. It's the count 1-1. Mendoza turns it over. Swung on and missed by Tavares. As Mendoza misses, the count evens. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tavares swings and misses. One down. The strikeout for Mendoza is his first of the ball game. That'll bring up Drew Compton. Compton singled his first time up. That ball hit sharply through the left side of the infield. Another base knock for Drew Compton. He's got a one-out single. It's the fifth hit for Rome. They've got 3 runs on 5 hits, 1 error. For the Crawdads, 2 runs on 3 hits, 2 errors. It's the pitch to Exposito, swung on and missed. Exposito swings and misses again. The count goes to 0-2. And Exposito swings and misses on 3 straight. It's 2 strikeouts in the frame for Mendoza, and that's going to bring up Stephen Paolini. Paolini, he singled back in the first inning. As the pitch will be fouled off the netting behind home plate. It's It's the sweeper. Misses outside. Count evens at 1-1. Drew Compton singled through the left side of the infield. He's at first base with now two down in the inning. Rome has two runs in the first, one run in the second, as that ball was blistered out to Arturo Diesla. If Diesla's playing a normal first base position, it's extra bases. He was holding on the runner. He records the out. The inning comes to a close. A scoreless inning for Rome in the third. We go to the bottom half. 3-2 in favor of the Emperors. We'll be back in just a bit.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Alex Cook of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. And now, back to Brian Rushing in the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth.
Bottom of the third inning, Malcolm Moore to lead things off for the Crawdads in a 3-2 ball game. Rome out in front. J.R. Ritchie throws his first offering off the plate. Good crowd here tonight. Really good crowd. I'm thinking closer, maybe 2,700, 2,800 tonight, as they've just continued to come through the turnstiles. A lot of the Taylor Swift-style shirts for the Crawdads have been sold tonight. So it's basically the Crawdads in their era. I have no idea what that means. I'm assuming it's got something to do with Taylor Swift. The T-shirt is a sort of a camel color, or maybe a natural color, beige even. It's got snapshots of individual players going up and down. Almost, I don't know. It's not the Brady Bunch. It kind of reminds me of an old Go-Go's album cover from back in the 80s. As Malcolm Moore drives that ball, it's going to bounce off the Pepsi sign. Malcolm Moore is going to cruise into second. As that ball kept drifting and drifting and drifting, Kevin Kilpatrick kept drifting with it. He was never able to make the catch. As Malcolm Moore has himself a double. I think Malcolm Moore may start to have the rust of professional baseball wearing off of him now. Last night he went 2-for-5. He went 2-for-4 the night before and went 1-for-3 on Tuesday. So he's got six hits now in this series. As Arturo Diesla will step to the plate. Diesla drew a walk his first time up. As Diesla swings and misses. I think this is one of the things I'm really kind of bumming out the most, is watching guys like Malcolm Moore. Next year, he could be anywhere between Hub City next year and Frisco to start the season. And in doing so, you know, he may spend, if he does start in high A ball, he may spend 2 months there. Maybe. Or he could just move forward to Frisco. Stiesel's going to tap it foul. But Moore is starting to really look far more comfortable at the plate. And I'd really like to see what this guy does after having a full spring training under his belt at the big league level. It would stand to reason for me that he's going to spend some time in big league camp next year. It's almost a birthright for first rounders that they would get the big league camp invite. Diesla swings and misses. It's a strikeout. And there's one down. For Richie, that's going to be strikeout number three for his evening. That's going to bring up Jason Morbell. Morbell reached on the air from Drew Compton. It's been one of the few things that Drew Compton hasn't done well this week is field that particular ball that was hit to him back in the first inning. That ball drilled out to right field. And it almost got up over the head of the right fielder, Patrick Kloese. That ball looked like it was a hovercraft almost going over the head of Kloese. Kloese had to leave his feet to make the catch. But there's two down nevertheless, and that's going to bring up Glider Figueroa. Morabell stung that baseball. The clouds here, as you look farther north and east, have a little bit of a cotton candy hue to them. I mean, obviously some of the sunlight is breaking through and causing that. As Figueroa drives that ball out to right field, this is going to be a little more of a conventional catch for Kloese. He makes it, and that retires the side. Malcolm Moore can't score off the leadoff double. We've played three innings here in the uniform. We go to the fourth, 3-2 in favor of Rome. We'll be back in just a bit.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the fourth inning, Patrick Kloese to lead things off against Brian Mendoza. Kloese flew out to center to end the first inning. As the pitch from Mendoza misses outside. Count goes to 2-0. 3-2 lead for Rome here on this Friday night. So glad that you could join us. Here in just a moment, we'll make the broadcast interactive as Kloese swings. Or checks his swing, I should say. The count goes to 3-0. Mendoza. This is outside. Kloese walks on four straight. The walk for Mendoza is the first one that he's allowed in the ballgame. And that's going to bring up Colby Jones. Two of the runs for Mendoza so far in this ballgame have been unearned. He's got just one earned run allowed. That was in the first inning. So he takes a little something off of the first offering to Jones, and it's a strike. Last night we had primetime football on a Thursday night. Is that ball to Diesla? Diesla's going to tag the bag. The throw, Colley can't come away with it. Can't assume the double play. Clovisy's down at second. It'll be a three unassisted. And that brings up Justin Janis. Tonight, Friday night NFL football action. That's a first. So I think it's the Eagles and the Packers playing. And then, of course, for all the locals here, the Carolina Panthers will be in New Orleans taking on the Saints on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Not a fan of the local NFL football team. My allegiance goes farther west. Mendoza, breaking ball, tapped over to the third base dugout. A few ways that you can reach out to me, and I'm going to get those to you here in just a moment on this Friday night. If you're tuning in, you want to interact with me throughout the broadcast, would love to do so. It's Mendoza. That fastball cut on and missed at 91. So it's now 1-2 to Justin Janis. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter X, whatever you prefer to call it, at What's Up B-Rush PXP. That's at What's Up B-Rush PXP. It's going on the pitch is Patrick Clovisy. He's going to get the stolen base. The pitch misses outside, and the count goes to 2-2. So the stolen base for Clovisy gets him over to third. So that's the first stolen base in an Emperor's uniform, and now the count goes full. The Crawdads playing even with the bags. The payoff pitch, cut on and missed. Mendoza threw the sweeper. Janis couldn't make contact. It's the third strikeout for Mendoza, and there's two down in the inning for Matt Gassetti. Gassetti got an RBI ground out his first time up. The 0-1 misses outside, count evens. If you want to utilize Instagram or Twitter X as a way to tell me where you're tuning in this evening, that would be great. If you've got a question for me, I'll do my best to give you an answer. It's the pitch cut on and missed. Gassetti has the count go to 1-2. The 1-2 for Mendoza. That ball punched out to first. Diesla fields it, touches the bag. And that'll retire the side. Runner stranded in the fourth for Rome. They hold on to their 3-2 lead. We go to the bottom of the fourth. We'll be back in just a bit.
It's all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Quincy Scott to lead things off here in the bottom of the fourth inning. As he fouls the first offering out of play. On this Friday night, a very good crowd here at the ballpark. It just keeps getting better and better as far as all the green seats that I can see beneath me are filling up. That's a great sign. Scott falling behind 0-2. J.R. Ritchie misses outside with the next offering. Bottom of the sixth inning. This is the game that got started at 6:30. Bowling Green has a 3-2 lead on Greensboro as Quincy Scott swings and misses. And there's one down in the fourth inning. And that's going to bring up Yossi Galan, who flew out deep to center field. His only time up. Wilmington and Brooklyn, they're scoreless in the top of the fifth inning. Jersey Shore and Aberdeen tied at three in the top of the fourth. Middle three, Hudson Valley has a 3-0 lead on Asheville. It's going to be Hudson Valley taking on Greensboro in the South Atlantic League's North Division title series. It's the breaking ball to Galan, misses, count goes to 2-1. Winston-Salem, Greenville, end of three, tied at two. The pitch to Galan misses outside, and now the count is 3-1. It's Galan drives that ball to right field. Cloese going back to the track. Makes the catch. No, he doesn't. It goes off the wall. Galan's got speed, and he's going to round second and get into third easily. Patrick Cloese on Tuesday night robbed Glider Figueroa near that same spot of a home run. I thought Cloese for a moment had it, as it looked like he initially made the catch and then got tangled up in the wall, and the ball kicked out. And it ran toward the corner, and that turned into an easy triple for Yossi Galan. That's the third one-out extra base hit the Crawdads have had in this ballgame. The pitch is going to get away. The throw to the plate, not even close. 3-3 ballgame. Yossi Galan scores on the wild pitch. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's Galan. Look, he doesn't go opposite way very often, but this kid's got a ton of pop, and he put that one right up against the wall at the Mike Johnson Hickory Toyota sign. Cloese couldn't come away with the catch, and now he scores on the wild pitch. Cueva swings and misses. The count evens at 1-1. So we're back to level here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Cueva fouls it back. That'll make its way out to the concourse area behind home plate. Take a look at major league scores here in just a moment as Cueva drives that ball toward the Bud sign. Is it going to get up? It is. It's up and out. Donyer Cueva with a solo shot is giving the Hickory Crawdads a 4-3 advantage. Cueva leaves the yard for the first time in 2024, and the Dads have the lead. My sweet mother! The ball is carrying out tonight to right field in a way that I don't think I've seen this year. As Cueva yanks that ball up over the Budweiser sign, and the Crawdads with two runs in the first and now two in the fourth, have a 4-3 advantage. And that'll bring up Cam Cauley. The Crawdads have out-hit the Rome Emperors 6-5 in this ballgame. As we've seen a little bit of offense here in the first half of this contest. Cauley watches that one miss outside. The pitch to Cauley misses outside. The count goes to 2-0. Breaking ball finds the outside edge. Count goes to 2-1. Cauley in the ball game has flown out to right, and he struck out. As that one's going to be lifted out toward the concourse area. Off to my right, so the count evens at 2-2. It's Cauley taps that one behind the bag at third. The throw is nowhere near. It's Cauley, that should be a base hit, but wait and see. Sebastian Walcott will step to the plate. This Walcott 1-for-2 with a RBI triple, and we'll have another meeting on the mound as Mike Steed's going to come out. That'll give me an opportunity to let you know to get ready to feel the love at a night of kindness on September the 28th at LP Franz Stadium. Don't miss performances by Lauren Daigle, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, and Jenny Owens. Tickets and information can be found at theartofcompassion.net. A night of kindness is presented by The Art of Compassion, Lenoir Ryan University, and Imagine One Hospitality. They'll give Cam Cauley an infield single on that bouncer around the third base back. And I think that's the right call. That was a very difficult play for Exposito to complete the throw on. A slow bounding ball with a speedy runner. The throw would have had to have been perfect, and it was anything but that. Walcott takes a strike. The Atlanta Braves have a 3-0 lead at home against the Toronto Blue Jays, top of the third inning. So the Rangers and the Angels have just gotten started. So they're playing in Arlington. A 3-1 win last night for the Rangers. So they're going to try to make it two in a row against the Angels tonight. Colley goes. Walcott's going to lift it out into very, very shallow right center field. The pick and the throw in time. It'll be a double play to end the frame as Colby Jones was able to drift out, make the catch, and a rather routine throw to first to double up Colley. As we go to the fifth inning, it's a 4-3 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Top of the fifth inning, Brian Mendoza making his final start of the 2024 season, and it's a 4-3 lead for the Hickory Crawdads. Here inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth, Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join us. It's the pitch from Mendoza, misses outside. Kevin Kilpatrick leads things off in the fifth inning. Kilpatrick reached on an error from Donyer Cueva. He struck out his second time up. Donyer Cueva certainly made up for it, though, with a solo shot to right field, making it 4-3 in favor of the Crawdads. Kilpatrick fouls it at the plate. Soon as we're done with this ball game, while the fireworks are going off, we'll be wrapping up the Black Tie Transportation postgame show on this Friday night. As Kilpatrick swings and misses at 92. And there's one down here in the fifth. That's the fourth strikeout for Brian Mendoza. That brings up Ambioris Tavares. There is bullpen activity for the Rome Emperors. Of course, J.R. Ritchie has been coming back from injury. That ball is going to be served down the right field line. It's going to get down for extra bases. Tavares is easily into second. And that's a one-out double, and that's going to bring up Drew Compton. Ambioris Tavares has a triple and a double already in this ballgame. So he's halfway to a double. He's got five total bases in the contest. Tomorrow night here in Hickory, the final night game of the 2024 season. It's that ball to Compton, rolled toward third base. Figueroa couldn't field it. Okay. They're going to go error on Figueroa. Tavares stays at second. That's the third error from the Crawdads in this ballgame. And that'll bring up E.J. Exposito. One down here in the fifth inning. Runners at first and second. The Crawdads have turned one double play already. A second would be most beneficial here. Is that ball? Out to Cueva. Touches the bag. The throw to Cross. There you go. Wow. I guess I'm picking up lottery tickets on the way home. A 4-3 double play ends the fifth inning for Rome. We're halfway through. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? Hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? Hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? Hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Cody Gabella goes to his bullpen as Malcolm Moore steps to the plate. J.R. Ritchie's night has come to a close, and they bring on Isaac Gallegos. Gallegos out of Grants, New Mexico. We'll get to his numbers in just a moment. As Malcolm Moore has a sacrifice fly for an RBI, as Moore got hit in the foot. And he's going to try to hobble down the first base, and Alex Silcott pops out of the dugout and is going to have a conversation with him. So that's going to bring up Arturo Diesla. For Gallegos, 0-2 on the year with a 3.71 ERA, making his 13th appearance. He does have a save to his credit. 17 innings, 13 hits, 7 earned runs, 11 walks, 24 strikeouts, a .210 average against. Malcolm Moore's down the first baseline trying to see if he can, A, get feeling back in his foot, and if he can at least give it the old college try. Silcott's still out there. So he's out there with Elvis Gonzalez. And Moore has convinced them that he's good to go, and Silcott will jog back to the dugout. Diesla in the ballgame. He's walked and scored and struck out. So he's going to roll that one out to the first base side of the mound. Gallegos is going to flip it to Compton. Getting to second is Malcolm Moore, and there's one down here in the fifth inning. 4-3, Crawdads lead on this Friday night. That'll bring up Jason Morbell. Jason Morbell, the last time he was up, smoked a baseball to right field. It almost got up over the head of Patrick Kloese. The pitch misses down. as Morbell pops that one up to third. Exposito makes the catch, and there's two down. And that'll bring up Glider Figueroa. Figueroa lifted a ball to deep right field that Patrick Kloese was able to catch to end the third inning. I never gave you my email address, so if you folks would want to reach out this evening, for those that are tuning in, you can find me at brush@hickorycrawdads.com. That's brush@hickorycrawdads.com. B-R-U-S-H. You've got a question for me? Love to answer it. Well, let me know that you're tuning in and where you're tuning in from. That would be sensational, as I'll certainly give you a shout-out. If you'd like to give someone else a shout-out, I can certainly relay that as long as it's appropriate. And I would presume that you folks understand that. Two-0 count. Gallegos has that ball bounce away from the catcher, Gassetti. Moore's down to third now. So a two down in the inning, Moore's 90 feet away from giving the Crawdads a two-run advantage. Quincy Scott is on deck in the event that Figueroa reaches with a 3-0 count. The odds are clearly in his favor. Gallegos misses down. He walks on four straight. The second free pass allowed by the Emperors this evening. J.R. Ritchie went four innings, gave up seven hits, four runs. They were earned. He walked a batter, struck out four. Actually, I am mistaken. One of those runs should be unearned. It's the breaking ball to Scott, a strike. Scott smokes that out to second. Colby Jones makes the catch, and that'll retire the side. Couple runners left on. We go to the sixth. The Crawdads have a 4-3 lead. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the sixth inning, Brian Mendoza still on the bump for the Crawdads as he'll be facing off against Stephen Paolini, Patrick Kloese, and Colby Jones. 5-6-7 in the order as Paolini swings and misses on the sweeper. I want to say hello this evening to Joanne and Jim Malaris, and they, in game 130, they ask the question that usually comes up once a year when I'm with a team and following them through a baseball season. And it's a fun question. As Paolini takes the pitch outside, count goes to 2-1. The Malaris out of California asked me this question about my sweet mother. Where does it come from? Now, one thing that has been added this season is the yes, sir, yes, sir. That is something that happens when something good happens for the Crawdads. That's an original from this year. That has really taken something on over the course of the last 12 months in my broadcast career, especially with all the reps that I've had in baseball and softball. As Paolini swings and misses, and that'll be a punch out for Brian Mendoza. For Mendoza, that's his fifth strikeout, as he's gone 5 1/3 in this contest, and that brings up Patrick Kloese. But for my sweet mother, this is a nod to my mom, who's still with us. So it's not a sad story by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, it's probably the mindless ramblings of a somewhat smart-alecky son. As, of course, your parents get up in age and you begin to hear some of the same stories repeatedly, and that can cause a certain level of consternation for kids, even adult kids. And I knew that I was beginning my broadcast career, my actual play-by-play career, which is really only about a decade old now. I started as a public address announcer for a number of different places, trying to find my place in the world of play-by-play coverage. As the pitch misses outside, the count 2-2. Cut on and miss, Kloese there. It's fouled into the mitt, I should say, of Malcolm Moore. It's a pair of punch-outs in the sixth, and there's two down in the inning. That brings up Colby Jones. So I'm hearing one of my mother's stories, knowing that I'm going to have to start putting together a home run call of sorts. She tells me a story that has the same conclusion as it's had from the first time that I was hearing it as a wee lad. And I can hear myself under my breath saying, "Oh, my sweet mother." And there it was. The light bulb went off and I realized that I had my home run call. It's an homage to her. I will carry it with me as long as I am allowed. And, it is. Just a little nod to mom. As the pitch catches the inside edge, count goes to 2-1. Mom does not listen. As you get up in age, the hearing begins to wane, and so therefore she doesn't tune in. As the pitch cut on and missed, count goes to 2-2. But that is my way of letting her and the world know that I think about her often. Especially if a team hits a lot of home runs. As the pitch cut on and missed, Brian Mendoza, if that's his last inning of the evening, that's certainly his best inning as he strikes out the side. He's got 7 punchies in the ball game. We go to the bottom of the sixth, the 4-3 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be right back on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? Hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? Hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? Hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Yossi Gallon to lead things off here in the bottom of the sixth inning. A 4-3 lead for the Crawdads as Gallon, he tripled his last time up, scored on a wild pitch. That made it a 4-3 ball game. During that same at-bat, Donyer Cueva left the yard. First time I've said my sweet mother this week. And Crawdads have that 4-3 advantage. Gallon can't hold up. Count goes to 1-2. On a great night for baseball, the temperatures this week have been nothing short of sensational. Usually this time of year, your highs are still going to be around 87, 88 degrees. As we've gotten through the worst of the oppressive summer heat and the humidity. The humidity's been no joke this year either. Well, this has been quite the respite. As the ball gets away, count runs full. When you've got a first pitch temperature in early September of 75 degrees, it has you thinking one thing. Fall. For some people, that means pumpkin spice. I'm more of an apple cinnamon guy, to be quite honest with you. Yossi Gallon draws the walk to lead off inning number six against Isaac Gallegos, and that brings up Donyer Cueva. Cueva, he's got two extra base hits on the night. He got a double. He's going to tap that one over to Exposito. Exposito to Tavares. The throw to first, not in time as they tried to get the double play, but Cueva just too quick. Gallon is retired. There's one down. Is that your garden variety 5-6 force play? Special thanks to all the data guys that have decided that pull shifts are all the rage. Cam Cauley takes a strike. And over the last few years, and I mean, it's been about a decade now since we've seen teams really start to utilize the shifting of the infield. I think Joe Maddon is really the one that kind of gets credit for it in Major League Baseball, unofficially. It's the breaking ball fouled off. Cauley falls behind 0-2. And my position with it is this. If the data tells you that a guy is going to hit a ball at a certain spot on the field every single time virtually, I don't care if it's in the bullpen. Put a guy in the bullpen. If he catches it, it's an out. I'm completely okay with that. If you want to trust the data for what it is, then do that. However, anecdotally, I don't have the data to back it up to the contrary. But sometimes you see some of these teams caught up in overshifting to where a routine ground ball 25 years ago is now a base hit. So that pitch catches the outside edge. Cauley a little frustrated from that circumstance. He's a strikeout victim, and there's two down. Cueva down at first for Sebastian Walcott. So I crunched the numbers in between innings, a couple innings back, and this is what I was able to come up with. This is the pronounced improvement that Sebastian Walcott's made. In the month of August, he batted a very steady, very solid 293. In July, a shorter month, he batted 320. If you eliminate the first month, because that ball's going to be tapped out to Tavares. Tavares throws. That's going to retire Walcott. If you take away the first month of the season, Sebastian Walcott is sitting at a .276 average. Much improved for Walcott. We go to the seventh. It's a 4-3 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Top of the seventh inning. Leading off is going to be Justin Janis, Matt Gassetti, Kevin Kilpatrick, 8-9-1. It's Ivan Oviedo is on to pitch for the Hickory Crawdads. Oviedo, 6'2 right-hander out of the Dominican Republic, non-drafted free agent from 2021. As the pitch is fouled off to the third base side. Oviedo has made one appearance for the Crawdads. He went 3 1/3 innings, gave up a hit. He got 3 strikeouts in that 3 1/3 innings. As they're going to call a pitch timer violation on Ivan Oviedo to make the count 2-2. For Oviedo, an .083 average through that one time. As that breaking ball cut on and missed, Janis a strikeout victim. That's 4 consecutive strikeouts for Crawdads pitching, the 8th overall. And with one down, that brings up Matt Cassetti. Oviedo misses down and out with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And this is my first look at Oviedo. So he misses high. The count goes to 2-0. As the pitch is tipped back toward the backstop. It's that ball out to third. Figueroa fields it. The throw across offline, and the tag was applied, but the ball pops out. So that's going to be a throwing error on Glider Figueroa. So it's the 4th error by the Crawdads. It's the 2nd for Figueroa. As Gassetti's on at first. So the throw was offline. Deesa tracked it down, but he tried to put the tag on quickly. And Gassetti, not intentionally, had the ball pop out of the mitt of Arturo Deesa. That brings up Kevin Kilpatrick. Kilpatrick taps the ball foul. As I just saw something pop up across my phone, I'm going to try to track it down in between innings. Of course, the Texas Rangers is the pitch taken for a strike to Kilpatrick. So the count evens at 2-2. With the Downeast Wood Ducks no longer going to be a team in the Carolina League, the Hub City Spartanburgers will be the high A affiliate for the Rangers as Kilpatrick swings and misses. He strikes out again. There's two down in the inning. And that's going to bring up Ambioris Tavares. Well, the Atlanta Braves are moving their team out of Pearl, Mississippi, and they're going to be playing down in Columbus, Georgia, at what I understand to be a renovated Golden Park. For next year. And I think they unveiled the team name, and I never caught it. And I'm going to try to see if I can get that here in just a moment. Columbus, Georgia used to have a Cleveland Indians affiliate back in the A days, late 90s, that played at Golden Park. And they kept that team all the way into the mid-90s. At one time, they were a Dodgers affiliate also. They went from the Columbus Red Sticks to the Columbus Catfish. They were also called the South Georgia Waves at one point. It's the slider taken down. Tavares steps out, calls time. A 2-2 count with two down. Mac Gassetti over at first in a 4-3 ball game. The ball blocked by Malcolm Moore. Okay, now this one. Okay. You ready for this? More importantly, for all of you Braves fans that are tuning in this evening, are you ready for this one? It's the pitch. Bounced back to Oviedo. He'll flip it to first, and that'll retire the side. A runner stranded, we go to the stretch, and I'll give you the story when we return. It's stretch time here in Hickory, a 4-3 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Alex Cook of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. And now, back to Brian Rushen in the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth.
Malcolm Moore to lead things off here in the bottom of the seventh inning against Austin Smith. We saw Smith earlier this week. Smith actually came in and pitched the ninth inning in the 7-0 win for the Rome Emperors. Some of these players next season will make their move to AA baseball, playing in the Southern League as a member of the Columbus, Georgia. Ball hit into the corner. You'll have to wait just a moment. Malcolm Moore is going to have himself another extra base hit. He's going to hold up at second as he's got himself a leadoff double. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm really glad I did the research, because now that I've done the research, this makes complete sense. These Braves players, when they make it to AA baseball next year, will be playing for the Columbus, Georgia, you ready for it? Klingstones. I know. I was thinking Star Trek. I was way off. As Deisla pops that up into the infield behind the second base bag, Colby Jones makes the catch, and there's one down. All right, picture this. Georgia is the peach state. Peaches come in two varieties. You ready for this? I had no idea. Two varieties, Freestones and Klingstones. The stones being the pit in the middle of the peach. As Morbell's going to lift that one just beyond the infield dirt. The catch is made by Tavares, and there's quickly two down with Moore still stranded at second, and that brings up Glider Figueroa. The Freestones peel away easily from the peach. The Klingstones are a little more resistant, or a little more clingy, if you will, to the actual pit, or to the peach. Had no idea. That's going to require an awful lot of getting used to. The Klingstones. I mean, I can just imagine that the presidents of the United States of America are going to be performing on opening night. As the pitch misses down, count evens at 1-1. I mean, that's the name. They're going to have to stick with it. That ball lifted out to center field. Kevin Kilpatrick comes on, makes the sliding catch. Malcolm Moore got the leadoff double, but it was all for naught. As we go to the eighth inning, still a 4-3 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the eighth inning, Ivan Oviedo still on the pitch for the Hickory Crawdads. You can check out the story about the Columbus Clingstones online as it's all been released. This Columbus club also part of the Diamond Baseball Holdings family, which is the ownership group of the Hickory Crawdads, as well as the Hub City Spartanburgs. It's also, for affiliated ball, the new owner of my hometown team, the Charlotte Knights, AAA affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. It's the pitch from Oviedo taken for a ball. I'm not entirely sure where that pitch would have missed. It's Drew Compton at the plate in a 4-3 ball game. So the next one is a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Compton has a couple of base hits. He's reached on an error, and Arturo Disla makes a snare of the line drive down the right field line, and there's one down. And that brings up E.J. Exposito. I got to say, it's a sharp look for a logo. It really is. Of course, the South Atlantic League has had teams in their league with the name Peaches from Georgia, Macon being one of them. So that ball's lifted out to left field. Macon, Georgia had a team in the South Atlantic League at one time. They now have a collegiate team called the Macon Bacon. No joke. Two down in the inning. That brings up Stephen Paolini. The pitch to Paolini misses outside. Ivan Oviedo has been very steady in his work, and could we see him go more than two innings? Is that ball going to be grounded foul to Disla? We mentioned Oviedo the last time out went 3 1/3. Could it be that he would try to go a third inning here? We'll certainly wait and see. The Crawdads have out-hit Rome 8-6 in this ball game. They have the 4-3 advantage as it's getting late, which is good for the Crawdads because they need to get through these innings, come away with a win. It's Paolini taps it in front of the first base dugout. That ball out to second. Cueva fields it cleanly. The underhand flip to Disla. And it's a 1-2-3 inning as Ivan Oviedo made very quick work of the Rome Emperors in the eighth inning. We go to the bottom of the eighth. 4-3 lead for Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit.
All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Quincy Scott to lead things off here in the bottom of the eighth inning against Austin Smith. The Crawdads got two runs in the first, two runs in the fourth. Rome got two in the first, a single run in the second. And since then, it's been all zeros. It's Brian Mendoza settled in very nicely after the first two innings, throwing his best inning in the sixth when he struck out the side, and Ivan Oviedo has been really solid. And I don't see anyone throwing in the bullpen. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. With the ongoing construction down in the left field corner, they've added a storage unit out there, as well as additional clubhouse space. So one bullpen mound has been obscured. Tavares Fields gets the throw across in time to Compton. There's one down in the eighth inning. And that'll bring up Yossi Gallant. For Rome in the ninth inning, they'll send up Patrick Kloese, Colby Jones, and Justin Janis. It's Gallant. One for two in the ballgame with a triple, a run scored, and a walk. Scalon swings and misses on the slider. Crawdads holding on, or from our last inning conversation, clinging to a 4-3 lead despite making four errors tonight. But 1-1 from Smith misses down. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, first pitch, 6:45, pregame show, the final night game of 2024. Before we play the Sunday matinee. And then for some of these guys, the mad rush to get home by Sunday night's end begins to happen. Some of these guys that live down in Georgia, they are going to be packed and ready to go. As Gallant taps that back to Smith, Smith gets it over to first base where Drew Compton's waiting, and there's two down. And that brings up Donyer Cueva. I've seen seasons end at home and on the road. And for the home side of the clubhouse, it is a furious dash to get out. Now, this was at the AAA level where I saw a lot of this go on. As those guys will come in fully packed and ready to go by Saturday night. And when they get to a Sunday game, and that was back in the time to where minor league baseball, the last day of the season was on Labor Day. As Cueva swings and misses. They've actually stretched the regular seasons out to accommodate getting a Monday off every week. Back in minor league baseball, that wasn't necessarily the case. You would usually get one day off every 14 to 17 days. As Cuevas going to lift that one into the seats. Well, he thought he was. It hit the actual pole holding up the netting and rolled back out toward the tarp. Cueva fouls it off. Three runs on six hits, one error for the Rome Emperors. 4-8-4 for the Crawdads. Smith's pitch misses inside. He thought he had strike three. Count evens at 2-2. Fastball by Cueva. 96 miles an hour. That'll do it. We go to the ninth inning. A 4-3 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Ivan Oviedo is on to close it out for the Crawdads. Ninth inning. As we're still under 2 hours of gameplay. We'll get past 2 hours complete in this half inning, one way or the other. But after inning number four, this game has picked up the pace a bit. It's Patrick Kloese, Colby Jones, Justin Janis to lead things off here in the ninth inning. It's the breaking ball from Oviedo, taken for a strike. Oviedo would get the save if he's able to close it out here at 4-3. It's the breaking ball, misses inside. He would do so on two counts. One, he came into the game with a one-run separation between the two clubs. He did not surrender the lead. If this finishes out that way, as the ball's going to be tapped foul, Kloese falls behind 1-2. But not only that, if he does complete the game, records the final out, he will have gone three innings. Still a lot of ifs. Is that ball out to Cueva? Cueva finds Oviedo. A 4-1 put out. That's the first out here in the ninth inning. We've got one final right now in the South Atlantic League as Greensboro got past Bowling Green 4-3 this evening. Here it's 4-3. That ball tapped out to third. Figueroa fields the throw across in time. And there's two down, and we've now completed 2 hours. And with two down, that brings up Justin Janis. We've got two games in the seventh, two games in the sixth in the league. And I'll save those for the Black Tie Transportation postgame show, which could come up in a little bit. Maybe sooner? Oviedo misses outside. The count goes to 2-0. Janice in the ball game is 0 for 3. A couple of strikeouts and a ground out to first. The 2-0 misses outside. Count goes to 3-0. You definitely don't want to put the potential tying run on base. It's Matt Gossetti. Would be coming up. Is that pitch taken right down Lenoir Rhine Boulevard? One of the central thoroughfares here in Hickory. Leads right up to the campus of Lenoir Rhine University. The 3-1, that misses. And it's a two-out walk to Justin Janice. And that brings up Matt Gossetti. As there's now a glimmer of hope in this ninth inning for the Emperors. The last two nights, Rome has done some really big things in the latter innings. They scored 8 times in the final 4 at-bats on Wednesday. As the pitch misses inside, they scored 4 times in their final 2 at-bats last night. Hopefully that comes to a screeching halt tonight. Oviedo has that ball lifted foul toward the bullpen on the right field side. Out of play. Count evens at 1-1. Oviedo, breaking ball, misses down. Oviedo has the sign for Moore. The pitch misses down, and the count goes to 3-1. Oviedo, the 3-1, misses, and it's back-to-back walks. And now Julio Valdez is going to come out and have a conversation with his right-hander. And that brings up Kevin Kilpatrick. And this is a less than ideal scenario for the Crawdads and their fans. Kevin Kilpatrick has been very quiet this evening. He's grounded the ball twice, reached on an error in the first AB, and he struck out 2 times. And this is a guy that came into tonight's action with 7 hits in the series already. By and large, he's been seeing the ball really well this week. And if you're the Crawdads fans, you certainly don't want him to begin seeing the ball again well. It's a 4-3 lead, runners at first and second with 2 down here in the ninth. Can Oviedo close it out? The pitch. Changeup misses. The 1-0. Kilpatrick drives it out to center field. Gallan reaches up, makes the catch. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In 2 hours and 4 minutes, the Hickory Crawdads win 4-3 on this Friday night. When we come back, we'll have the Black Tide Transportation postgame show coming up on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. It's now time for the Black Tie Transportation Crawdads postgame show, where we take a look back at tonight's game and get you ready for the next Crawdads broadcast. Let's go to the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you back to LP Fran Stadium. The Black Tie Transportation postgame show here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network in front of 3,131 fans. The final Friday night of the season. The Hickory Crawdads win 4-3 as the win goes to Brian Mendoza. He picks up win number one on the season. Ivan Oviedo goes three innings. He gets the save. The Crawdads pick up their first win of the series. Win number 61 on the season on this final Friday night fireworks show of 2024. The Crawdads get on the board with the 4-3 win against the Rome Emperors. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of the happy numbers. A game that took 2 hours and 4 minutes to complete. The Crawdads with two runs in the first, two runs in the fourth. They come away with the win. Four runs on eight hits, four errors. For Rome, three runs on six hits, one error. As the big blow in this contest for the Crawdads was Donyer Cueva, who hit the fourth inning home run after Yossi Galan scored on a wild pitch. Galan opened up that fourth inning with a triple. He scored on the wild pitch, and then immediately after, Donyer Cueva lifts the ball out beyond the right field wall to give the Crawdads a 4-3 lead. In that fourth inning, a lead they would not relinquish. So the Crawdads now go to 61-69 on the season, two games remaining on the year. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll take a look at the South Atlantic League scoreboard. Still a lot of partials out there. We'll also keep you track of two major league games of interest, and then we'll set the scene for tomorrow night, the final night game here at LP Fran Stadium in the 2024 season. All that as we come back on the Black Tie Transportation postgame show on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Final segment here on the Black Tie Transportation postgame show on this Friday night. Let's take a look at scores from around the South Atlantic League. These scores, the next four that I'm going to report, are all partials. Bottom of the seventh inning, Winston-Salem and Greenville, 4-4. Hudson Valley has a 4-0 lead on Asheville in the top of the seventh inning. Midway through the eighth inning in the next two games, Jersey Shore and Aberdeen are tied at 4-4. And then Wilmington and Brooklyn. Brooklyn has a 3-1 lead on the Blue Rocks. 3-1 that score midway through the eighth inning. Of course, two finals in the books, the one here in Hickory, a 4-3 win for the Crawdads. And then earlier tonight, Greensboro got past Bowling Green 4-3 tonight in Gate City. Major league scores of interest. The LA Angels of Anaheim have a 2-0 advantage on the Texas Rangers. Bottom of the third inning in that contest. Bottom of the sixth inning, the Atlanta Braves lead the Toronto Blue Jays 3-1 at Truist Field. Tonight, the Hickory Crawdads, 4-3 winners on Swifty Night here at the ballpark. They're going to wrap up things with fireworks this evening. So we're going to go ahead and get out of here before the fireworks start in earnest. We want to thank Douglas LoCascio, Robbie Willis, Ashley Salinas. Thank you for helping get these broadcasts off the ground. We want to thank all of you for tuning in on a Friday night as the fireworks get started. We thank you for tuning in. We'll be on the air tomorrow at 6:45 for a 7 o'clock first pitch. DJ McCarty scheduled to make his final start of 2024. Until we're back here tomorrow at LP Franz Stadium, this is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads, saying good night for now. We'll see you tomorrow on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
We thank you for listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, Black Tide Transportation, and Sunbelt Rentals. We hope to see you next time on the Crawdads Radio Network.
In the cool Catawba River mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the Crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me Crawdad baseball. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of Franz Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball.